track 13, and now we come to sport. And we'll start with hockey. Ashmore men share the spoils in derby. Esker men's first 11-2, Ashmore men's first 11-2. Having restarted the National Outdoor League the previous week with a win and a clean sheet at Bath, Ashmore were relishing the mouth-watering Saturday night under the lights derby with Esker. Ashmore were resolute in defence, denying their opponents time and space and timing their tackling and interceptions well. Esker showed from early on they felt their only way to get a result was to win penalty corners, and they did, but failed to convert. Some rash tackling at the other end soon after meant that Ashmore won a penalty corner of their own. Barnett stepped up and fired his drag flick just inches wide. Ashmore enjoyed some very good spells of possession, and as I said, resulting in a final score of 2-2. Ashmore women secure a resounding away win. Ashmore ladies team went one better than last week's draw with a resounding 4-0 away win in Plymouth. Youngster Mary Moore scored her first ever hat-trick for the club, and goal of the game was a top corner tomahawk strike from Tilly McEwen. Moore's efforts earned her the Player of the Match award. Ashmore sit in third position in Petrock Division 1, although they now have no league matches for a fortnight. And now we come on to football. Bucks make triumphant return to league action. The Western League Premier Division, Newquay 0, Buckland Athletic 2. Early second half goals, including a superb strike from Jack Baxter, dented Newquay's playoff hopes against fellow top five hopefuls Buckland Athletic at Mount Wise. After a dull 45 minutes, the contest sprung into life when Baxter took a pass from the excellent Phil Mendonca on a counter-attack before cutting in off the left and firing past a hapless Ethan Yule. Within 10 minutes of the restart, the hosts had a mountain to climb when Baxter's cross from the left was headed into his own net by Cam Turner under pressure from Ryan Bush. For the majority of teams in the South West Peninsula League, the weekend came and went without any football once again. In the only game to go ahead in the Premier East, the first to take place since the 17th of January, Tynemouth AFC travelled to Middlesoy Rovers. With conditions perhaps playing a part, the two sides played out a 0-0 draw at Ethan Berry Pavilion. The Premier West weren't much luckier, with only two fixtures surviving the storms. Sticker and Millbrook shared the spoils, whilst Penzance edged out Holsworthy by 1-0 at Penley Park. From the latest round of South Devon Football League fixtures, just three survived, all of which were played on artificial pitches. The solitary league clash was a Division 2 match-up. East Allington United, second 11, prevailed over Babbacombe Corinthians with a 4-1 win. On the two cup clashes, both of which pitted Paignton against a club from Newton Abbot. Paignton Saints had one foot in the next round of the Herald Cup after Jake Powell had given them the lead, only for Aidan Blackie to offer Newton Abbot Spurs, second 11, a lifeline at Coach Road. It still wasn't to be for Spurs, though, as they lost 5-4 in the penalty shootout. Watts Blake Bearn, who are going well in Division 1, had better luck of it when they took on Paignton Villa. Final score was 3-0. And finally, rugby. Newton Abbott RFC wait for a win on the road continues after they were beaten 27-12 by Barnstable Athletic. The All Whites last won away from Rackerhays on March the 1st last year. Hopes were high heading to Barnstable as the home side had lost four in a row and home and away. but it wasn't to be. And that's the sport for this week.